This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Forever Dog.
Choke on this. Choke on this steaming soup.
Oh my gosh. I'm choking on this.
Choking on this hot beverage. Ping.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
hot girlsica.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some hot
girls. Assorted hoopla.
Oh,
wow. Did you get your gown yet?
For the queer tees?
For the queer tees.
I don't know. No, I don't have a gown yet.
You'll need a cocktail dress, too, for the after parties.
Really?
You know there's going to be some afters.
Madonna's queer tees after party. It's like Elton John.
Oh, my God.
He has a legendary queer tee after party. We are nominated for a queer tee, everyone.
You can go vote if you go to queertee.com/queertees.
I'm doing it right
2020.
Now.
And that's Q-U-E-E-R-T-I-E-S 2020 after Q... You know how to spell queer tea. You all go to that site. It's a good one.
I'm literally doing it right now.
Oh, I've been doing it every day.
You Google queer teas 2020, and then you scroll down to podcast, and we are in
the beautiful
there,
women.
And you click us, and then there you have it. And we are going to win this award. Mm-hmm. We're going to sweep the award with you. We can't do it without you. So please go ahead and vote for us.
You can also vote for Eastsiders while you're there, BT Dubs, and Stephen Guarino specifically.
Justin Guarini is nominated for
Stephen Guarino.
I love his work and his hair.
Good stuff. Now, I was... There was an infestation I heard of feral scats. There were no jellicle ones, apparently.
You know, genital scats.
Genital scats.
Yeah. You know, every now and then I randomly really need to do a drag show or I will die. Mm-hmm. And so this was one of those moments, and they had a day open, and we just said yes and just did it. And it was really, really fun. We packed the joint and we made a mockery and a celebration of the movie and the musical Cats.
I mean, everybody was openly ridiculing it at the BAFTAs this weekend. It was really
the
funny.
Movie?
Yeah, Rebel Wilson is in the movie and she was making fun of it from the podium. Her speech was really funny.
Well, you have to.
Just like, but can you imagine, like, while we're cracking jokes on it, somebody lost millions and millions and millions of dollars on a gross overestimation of what they thought the people would buy.
He'll probably get another movie in no time.
Tom Hopper, he directed Les Mis, and I think he'll be fine for life. But like, this, like, oh, you did Cats? Oof.
It's so funny because it's such a weird musical because it's...
I've never seen it.
It's very weird.
Is there a plot? Is it like a
not really.
Jukebox musical? It's about poems that a guy wrote about cats,
yes.
Right?
Yes. He wrote these poems for fun to like pass the time about cats.
He wasn't fucking
cats.
The cats, was he?
No.
Good.
And it's very weird. It's very like poetry-like. And there's no really like strict plot or resolution, but it's very vague. And they didn't know at the time when they did the musical Cats. They were like, this is a huge risk. This could be a disaster. Mm-hmm. And it has gone on to be the longest running musical in the history of, you know, UK theater.
You know what the longest running play is, right?
What?
Mousetrap. They were trying to catch it. I think it's Mousetrap. I'm pretty sure it is. There was this drag queen named Dani LaRue in England.
Yeah,
you know about her?
Oh, she, I love, yes.
She's amazing. And like one of the things about her was like they said, oh, she'll run longer than Mousetrap. Not if her beard grows in. But like she was working till the very end almost because like she trusted some Canadians and then like they swindled her for like £1 million. Ugh. And then she had to put the wigs back on, do the tours, do the pantomimes.
Tonight is my last show here at the box.
I've saved $100,000 and I have a man who loves me.
Super Bowl halftime show. J-Lo and Shakira.
And Demi and Yolanda in the beginning holding it down too. Demi in 2010, because I've been following her for a while, said, one day I'll be singing the Super Bowl national anthem. And she did it.
Yeah.
And she killed it.
Wow.
But J-Lo and Shakira, damn. Shut it
really
down.
Really amazing.
Shut it down.
Really astounding. The meme going around is Blanche Devereaux.
At 50.
This is 50 in 1985. And right. This is 50 in 2020. It's true. Yeah.
Honestly,
people look different now.
I used to think my life would end at 40, and I'm not afraid of that anymore.
No, not at all.
Yeah, seeing Courtney conquer the world at like, she's like 46, 47 now. Like, it's just like
she's
amazing.
A woman of age.
Yeah.
Of a certain age.
An aged woman. I loved everything about the show, especially all the backup dancers had. J-Lo, Shakira's backup dancer had this half up, half down ponytail. And then J-Lo's backup dancers all had ponytails, wrapped at the base, ponytails. And then
just
the,
causing a bald spot in the center of the head, pulled
you
so
know,
tight.
You know it's going, but that's worth it for that.
Yeah.
And then the boys, I think I saw this guy named Giancarlo, who's really, really hot. I saw, I think Willie Gomez. Everybody was so beautiful. And the Versace, the backup dancers for J-Lo had like these pastel Easter colored like satin with like black lace trim. Oh. And just like everything was great. Scott Barnes beat the fuck out of J-Lo's face.
That hair with the little bass teeth.
Chris Appleton on the hair. So good.
So good.
And then Shakira's little belly. Shakira played the drums. She played the guitar. She came out with the oboe at the end, I thought. It was so good.
Someone put a meme up that was like, Alaska played the drums on All Stars 3 so that Shakira could run.
All Stars 3?
I was in that like fake band with Trixie and Chad, and I was the drummer.
The super queen.
I had one tooth blocked out. You don't remember that? You never saw.
Remember
the
with the mole? Remember when we talked about all that?
What's
with the mole?
The tea with the mole, diva?
The mole.
You don't even know what we're talking about. I was on All Star, or was
four.
It All Stars 4?
All Stars 4.
Yeah, All Stars 4 for the crowning episode.
Oh, she's crowning.
Trixie and Chet.
Super queen.
Gowned and crowned.
You have no idea what we're talking about.
What about J-Lo's political message?
I love that. And I heard...
Wait, there were kids in cages?
Yeah, the kids in... The light up... I didn't realize it till after. I was like, those were kids in cages.
Yeah.
And it was her daughter singing Let's Get Loud. It was less than 20 seconds.
That was her daughter?
Her daughter was the one singing Let's Get Loud. And I think they were saying Let's Get Loud about this issue. And apparently Jay-Z, whose Roc Nation has a deal with the NFL now, tried to get J-Lo to call that part off. And he tried to get Shakira to not appear in that part because Shakira is a Roc Nation client. So I'm glad that J-Lo held her ground and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it segued into Born in the USA and she held open the
Puerto Rican flag. I mean, because there's so many other things that like... Salute. I'm just really happy that J-Lo did all that.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Really fierce. A bunch of amazing music and a bunch of really astounding performers.
Gaga, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't know Gaga was a Wadley.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she completely. Lady Gaga did Super Saturday Night, which is the night before the Super Bowl. I love Lady Gaga. Like, the Super Bowl is her, like, moment because she was like, I'm going to sing the national anthem, and then the next year I'm going to headline it, and then the next year I'm going to do...
Pre-party.
The pre-party. I love that it's her favorite time of year.
Next year she's at concessions.
Like, I'll buy it.
Have your money out.
She did pretty much the Enigma show,
Enigma,
right?
But she had on a pink lip, not the orange Danessa Myrick's cover color in Pumpkin.
Intel?
Yeah, it was a pink lip. I saw it.
That's fierce.
Yeah, I loved it.
I also saw all the kids screaming.
Stupid love.
Stupid love! Do stupid love! And she was giving nudes.
Clutched her pearls. That hand went up to her sternum and she went,
me?
But, like, once... You can't unring the bell. It's out, and it's an amazing song.
She's saying there is no bell. I mean, she
you know
really...
what? There's a bell lie. It's all a lie.
She is very good about scheduling the releases of her content, and nary will she allow it to go out there unless she wants it to. Mm-hmm. This is how it's always been.
Yeah.
And often she is susceptible to leaking because her fans are insane. We are insane people.
Yeah.
We, you know, scour the code on the website to find out the possible title of a future thing.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. But she doesn't, mother doesn't like that.
Mm-mm.
So you can't twist her arm into performing the song.
Yeah, just because she can doesn't mean she should.
No.
Yeah, she mean, yeah.
You can't, and you're not going to. When the time is right for her to do Stupid Love, she will do it. That's what I believe.
I wonder what songs Dipper's going to do at his concert on February 15th in New York at Rock Bar.
Ooh.
I'm going to do Stupid Love.
I will do something stupid, and I hope to fall in love.
Oh, wow. The day after Valentine's Day, February 15th, New York City, Big Dipper is doing a concert
gird
at
your
fucking
loins.
Rock Bar. Gird your loins and gird all, everything.
You can go to beersandbearsnyc.com for tickets.
Oh, my God.
And speaking of
like I'm so
joyous exclamations.
Oh, my God. I clutched my pearls like you said stupid love. Oh, my God.
Speaking of, our rainbow spotlight of the week is a Big Dipper track called Lookin'.
Looking. I can't remember how it goes.
Looking. Is it? Tell us a song about love. Love. Like the Lauryn Hill album. Do you remember that? When the little kids in the classroom. Well, tell us. Love.
Love.
It's literally my favorite album, Lauryn Hill, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. So it's good. Like the Desert Island album for me. But I'm excited to see your show.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You'll be there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
The Shakira
I'm going to Shakira.
Well, we're going to shine this rainbow spotlight brightly
shine
on the amazing song called Lookin' by Big Dipper.
Mm-hmm. I got to look in. I got to suck in. I got to look in at me. I give you something to see. I give you something to see. I got to So cute and casual, IRL so actual, bouncing cakes all night long. I'ma show you my own thong song.
Get fresh.
I like it. Confidence.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack and they have that song about time and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite
and you should like try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Ooh, stretch it out.
Drizella, yeah. Anastasia.
It's time for...
Little Aguilera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Well, we, if any of you go on to the Patreon and you go behind the paywall and send us a few paltry coins to watch our video content,
that
we, you know,
feed the doll.
Dollars. We really work our fingers to the bone doing this video content. We recently did one where we read...
Something gets worked to the bone later, too.
We read a selection of iTunes reviews about our podcast, and there was a deluge. Not just a light sprinkle, but there was a deluge of notes about the Let's Get Political segment, basically saying...
Stop. Cease. Desist.
Cease. Desist.
Dumb drag girls.
Dumb drag girls, don't talk about no politics. Y'all do this segment. You don't know anything about the issues you're talking about.
It's
you have no
irresponsible.
Knowledge. It's irresponsible. You're giving fake news. You're saying the wrong facts. You don't know anything about the issues that you're
Stick
talking about.
Stick to wigs.
To which I would say, that's kind of the point, though, isn't it?
I want to see the receipts.
Yes. I mean, I think all the people commenting negatively, they need joy in their life. The soap, so they can put it in their fucking mouth. No, I'm kidding. They need joy. And I think that they miss the point that we're doing this segment. So you know a lot of stuff. So I'm trying to learn.
Not that much.
More than me.
Okay.
You didn't have to agree that fast. No, I'm kidding. No, we're trying to learn stuff and we're trying to educate ourselves and our audience on stuff that we think is important because, like, if we're 50 and still bitching about the Electoral College, that means some motherfucker hasn't gotten some shit done.
Yeah.
Because, like, stuff needs to change and these conversations will hopefully lead to sparks in you that make you realize things that need to change and maybe you can help and, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yes. I see it as a jumping off point.
Yeah.
We can't solve the problems of the world in a 10-minute segment.
From the Bentleys and the Hummers and the Rims.
But, so, I don't know. I don't want to stop doing the Let's Get Political segment. So we're going to keep doing it and spreading misinformation far and wide. But no, not really. We're going to give you a jumping off point and you can look into it if you want to, because I think political awareness is important.
It really is. I wish America would make it illegal to not vote.
That'd be amazing.
Courtney told me.
Do you
me
have
about
any misfacts about that or falsehoods that we could tell? Maybe like just percentages that we just made up.
Well, I do know Brexit was Courtney's fault.
Now that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's a Courtney fact. Mm-hmm.
She started all those fires too.
Oh my God.
I was so mad at her. Stop, I was like, just it. Because you didn't win on Dancing with the Stars, stop, honey, those people are still your family, your countrymen. Then she said, okay, well, fine, I'll go back to Britain and fuck that up.
Okay. So we're not going to talk about this in depth because apparently you hate that, listeners. But no, I just want to...
Give me a smattering.
I want to tell you about this book, and it's a book called Mindfuck, and I downloaded it on Audible. This is not a paid ad. I just use Audible. And it's called Mindfuck, and it's all about Cambridge Analytica, which is...
Not just a great drag name.
Meryl Bainbridge Analytica. It's a British political consulting firm which combined misappropriation of digital assets, data mining, data brokerage, and data analysis with strategic communication during the electoral processes. So basically that means they kind of used Facebook to fuck the 2016 election really bad. And it's an ongoing thing. It's really interesting, really fascinating. So book of the week, it's called Mindfuck. Get into it. Our main topic, though, we want to talk about the Iowa caucus.
Yeah. I don't know much about this.
Me neither.
I heard Bernie
Let's
won.
Let's talk about that.
And one lady, Elizabeth Warren, got like one vote.
What? So what? The Iowa caucus, okay, I know nothing. I have not been following it.
I know less than nothing.
Okay, so...
It's the first caucus and...
They go to a gymnasium, uh-huh, and people stand in groups. Am I incorrect?
So far, this sounds like Foursquare.
Dipper, would you like to weigh in? Dipper has a microphone now.
From what I know that...
two hands.
For whatever reason, it's a two-hander.
You don't have to tell her.
For whatever reason, in Iowa, the Democrats still do this archaic thing where they have to, like, stand in a part of the room.
Mm-hmm. Based on who they like.
Yeah, whereas Republicans can cast via a ballot.
Yeah.
And the Iowa caucus is a different system.
How long do they have to stand there?
Than the, well, it's just for an evening. It's just during the proceedings.
I would want a chair.
In heels?
But there's also a system. There's a system which involves delegates, and there's a system. You know, it's like this whole thing. Whereas it just doesn't make.
I washed my delegates separately. Fuck, I'm sorry.
No, this is what you guys want. You want me to come in and state dumb, boring facts so that you can just make jokes. All to be said, I don't know the inner workings of it, but I think it brings to light the larger thing of like. The system that we use to vote in this country is broken.
And it's old.
And it's old, and it changes from state to state, and there are all of these weird different rules when, in fact, it should just... Like, California just launched a thing where, for the primary, upcoming primary, we can vote over a period of 3 weeks. Or
what?
2 weeks or something like that.
You don't have to just do that one day?
No, it's you don't have to do the one day.
That's the future of drag.
Wait, we still get stickers, right?
You get stickers.
Oh, I need something to post.
So you can.
Are they sent it?
You can go vote early and then post on the day that everyone else is doing it.
Oh, cool. I'll schedule the post.
So have we. We're recording this on the day that they're doing the caucus or they're counting it, right?
Well, it was supposed to. Do we have results? Today is Tuesday.
Yes.
The results were supposed to come in yesterday.
But what did I hear about.
This is what Google is saying right now.
Butt guts?
Google.
62% reporting.
Okay, now I heard something about this app that the Democrats were using to calibrate or do something with an app. I don't know what it does. But Mayor Pete's paid for it somehow, and people in Nevada paid for it. The Democratic Party in Nevada, and I think Iowa or Illinois somehow paid for part of this thing, and... Mayor Pete helped develop it or
what
something.
Does it do?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
it's for the voting process. But again, it should be a thing where
what is
like
it? Do you know what it is?
A nonpartisan group as part of the government creates an even playing field for the voting system.
Yeah.
So what is the app?
It's so that it's not on paper, and then the app failed, so now they had to recount everything via paper.
Oh. Well, oh, wow. There's not an app for that.
I mean, it concerns me making it all electronic because, you know, that concerns me.
Because of Cambridge Analytica?
Yeah.
I don't even like EDM.
So, but I mean, I think that there does have to be an evolution as far as the voting system goes. But the results are still coming in. By the time this airs,
we will know something, and everyone will be focused on New Hampshire, which is happening.
Okay, great.
I know something
next.
Else to talk about.
Yeah,
white people are terrible. Joaquin Phoenix's BAFTA speech.
Oh yeah.
Was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was totally right about white people having to be responsible for dismantling the systemic racism that is all over the world.
Yes.
And like, you know, and it's not about like stupid things like arguing about reparations or anything. Like it's at this point, like I read somewhere, it's like we didn't kidnap slaves from Africa. We kidnapped doctors, businessmen, government people. Like, we kidnapped real people. They weren't slaves before. Like, and like, we need to restore them back to that. Like, yeah, how we can't, obviously, but like, how do we fix it? And Joaquin Phoenix like started a great conversation, I thought.
Yeah.
Or he amplified one that was already being had.
Yeah. He started it at the BAFTAs, I meant. Like, I didn't see, I heard Prince William was like mad about it and was going to say something. Like, you know, it's fairly obvious. I get most of my news through the Explore section at Twitter. And, mm-hmm. you know, whenever political stuff is big enough that it makes the front page, you know, with the Stormy makeup palette release, you know, like, why is that news?
Yeah.
And, you know, not like the bullshit that's going on with the BAFTAs not nominating any women directors, any people of color in the acting categories. Mm. Yeah. So that, I think it's important. If you have a second, check out that and check out Rebel Wilson's speech. It was really funny. And Margot Robbie. She was really great.
Yeah, she is.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
So political.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Is that your breast?
I see the glint. Is that an elbow? Glinting, see the glinting of a plastic stone.
Yikes,
I can tell even in the
I
dark.
Hope you don't I get impaled tell. On a stalagmite, cunt.
It's a stalactite, bitch.
Don't you type me. It is that very special time. Turn on your headlamps because we are going
spelunking deep into the DM. Our first message is from Drip Drip Gamma Pipe Straight Leaking. From Anthony. Bonjour, Alaska, Willem, and Dipertinta. Deep friend of the pod here. Thanks for being in my ears during the weekly commute to uni. Always a pleasure to listen to new episodes. Okay, so I'm a 20-year-old student from Montreal, and I was, until recently, a virgin. I'm a real romantic kind of guy who waits for his prince in a shining armor type of thing, and I always expected my first time to be with someone I loved. But recently, I slept with this friend I hadn't seen in a long time, and I don't know how to feel about that. I wish it would have been with someone I was in love with, but I'm glad I did it anyhow. So I guess my question is, how do you deal with love and sex?
Frequently.
Is having sex with someone you love different than someone you don't? Should I have waited? Anyhow, sorry for the lack of explicit dick pic. Just imagine an average-sized dick, slightly curved, TBH, and a Lana Del Rey listening twink. Thanks a lot. You like silverfish font, I can tell you that. Okay, thanks a lot, and much love to you all. Au revoir, Anthony.
Okay. How do you deal with love and sex?
Well,
hourly.
By the hour. Usually they finish up early, so I just stack them hourly.
Mm-hmm. You want 15
minutes? At least 15
minutes in
time.
Between. Yeah, huh? There you go. Industry standard. Is having sex with someone you love different than with someone you don't? Yeah, you should make it a higher rate for sure.
Oh my goodness.
Special skill ability. I would say. Sex with someone you love, there's like a shorthand because you've probably done it frequently with someone you love, mm-hmm. I'm guessing, and someone you haven't.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's not true because maybe it's like a first time thing. Like, first time ever.
Yes.
I don't know. But I think that should you have waited? No, because you want sex with the person that you love to be good. And your first time usually isn't good.
Right.
Mine wasn't. I was bleeding.
Oh, my heavens.
The dick was hateful. There was not much lube.
Already that time of the month.
The hole closed up, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds as though you were not going to be, like, monogamous and have only one partner in your life.
Me?
Anthony. No, oh. Anthony, the person who wrote. You're like, do you listen to Race Chaser? So it's probably good that you are, like Willem said, yeah, you're getting some experience under your belt. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready to settle down with someone, then you have a segment. Use the belt. Then you have, you know, experience and you can, you know, come to it with knowledge. So. Yeah.
We're going to come to it with something.
I think guilt is a waste of time and energy, and so you shouldn't be worried about it. And if what you want is a partner, you'll find that eventually.
And Montreal has great strip clubs, too.
Tina. Mm-hmm. Tina Tinerson.
The next question comes from Anna, or Anna. Dear Alaska, Dipper Kane.
Dipper Kane.
Willem, and anyone else who may be privy to this message. Totally stand the pod. Hope y'all are having a good 2020. I'm not sure if this is something that would be super on your radar, but I was just curious about your opinions on lesbophobia in the drag scene. Mm. Generally, I think that this issue has been more with promoters. For instance, in London a few months ago, a group of lesbians were nearly denied entry to a Rue Girls, one with a predominantly WLW following show, based on the assumption that they were straight because they present more femme than butch.
Is WLW Women Who Love Women?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know.
And, sorry, I'm going to give that question again. Generally, I think that this issue has been more with promoters and male fans than actual queens. However, I know that in my local scene, there's at least one queen who reacted legitimately violently towards queer women at her shows. I feel like this got rambly and ranty, and I apologize. Honey, this is not rambly and ranty. You should see some of our things. I guess, to sum it up, why do you think that generally, and I'm not making assumptions about y'all specifically at all, men at drag shows are assumed to be gay, women at drag shows are assumed to be straight, and do you think that there's anything that should be done to make sure these spaces are more friendly to all members of the LGBT plus community? Lots of love, Anna. P.S. I'll send a dick if I was in possession of a dick, but as a present, I am not, and my girlfriend would not let me take a picture of her strap.
However, it goes on to the next page.
However, you did say priority would be given to nudity, and since I'm very curious to hear your take on this, you You specify what kind of nudity. Here are my tits.
Lovely. And leopard print. Thank you so much.
I'm going to bring these to a doctor if I ever decide to take the plunge, because these are lovely breasts.
Really correct. Really nice. Really lovely.
Thank you for that. A hint of areola tinting, like a blush, like a tart cheek lip stain.
Yeah, total.
No visible veins. Perky nipple above the equator. And teeny tiny waist.
Excellent. Thank you, Anna, your note. And this is something that happens. I think that
why would a promoter not let straight girls in?
I've seen it, and it's really upsetting. It's so upsetting.
That's so upsetting.
And really, it takes me aback to see when promoters are really, really rude with anybody. But it tends to be, or I've seen it happen to women, or because I don't know why, but I think it's that lesbophobia, I think she called it.
That's crazy.
And it's not okay. And I always try to treat everybody with respect and with love and with kindness. And I always like preach that in my show as well, because our shows are not just for one type of person. I believe drag is for everybody.
Yeah. I've made assumptions like at meet and greets with people, and like just said something about something where I assumed the woman was straight, and she's like, I'm a lesbian. I was like, oh, cool. You know? Yeah. And then, because at my shows, the first thing I always say is, where are my lesbians at? Mm-hmm. Because in case of an emergency, I'm looking to them, because dykes hold it down. And some of my favorite fans are dykes, you know? A dyke bought me my first pair of high heels, my aunt. Like, yeah. I love lesbians.
Yes.
And to exclude them, if I was ever at a show, if you're a dyke and you got a problem at a show with a promoter or anybody else, come find me, bitch, because I love to fight.
And honestly, Anna, name names with
name,
us.
Right,
I mean,
right
let
back
us
in.
Know, because we do have some sway in as far as like promoters and stuff. And I cannot tolerate like discrimination like that. And
shitty boots.
And so if you let us know like who it was or when or what show, I don't know. Maybe we can do something about it. Who knows? But thank you for your note. Our next note is from Erica.
With a K.
Hello again, Alaska Willem and the Mighty D. So, was it just me or did Fifi not answer the question about stealing Jiggly's tits?
Did I
miss something? She just sort of went on about Jiggly holding everyone up. Correct me if I'm wrong. Love you dolls forever, Erica.
She didn't remember, I think. And that's totally valid, because there's so many things from the show that, like, I didn't remember clearly.
I did it. I stole Jiggly's tits. Fight with them under the ice machine. Fight me.
I loved Fifi's interview. That was very forthcoming.
Yes.
And like, obviously she's a different person from when she filmed, you know, 9 years ago.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. From Yvonne, dear Alaska Willem and Dipertinta Bonina Banana Bofana Osama Bin Laden Brown St. James Davenport O'Hara the Tuck.
Nice.
So I met this guy a few months ago, and we recently started dating. I'm a boy, by the way. Yvonne is my drag name. Oh, he's yeah. exactly my type and probably one of the kindest people I've ever met. He treats me 10 times better than any man I have ever been with. Plus, he has a nice dick. We've followed each other on Instagram for a while, but
romance.
He only has a couple posts, so I never really paid that much attention to it. However, today I randomly decided to see everyone he was following and was surprised to see he's followed several Republican and Trump-supporting accounts, including Donald Trump. And he's not following any Democratic liberal-related accounts. We're both gay, so obviously he isn't homophobic, and I'm Hispanic, so he probably isn't racist. I like him a lot, but now I feel really lost. Should I break up with him? Should I confront him about it and try to make things work? Should I not say anything at all? Please help me if y'all see this. Forever a friend of the pod. I think communication is necessary here before you get butthurt, because he could be following them to do, like, intel. I follow people that are messes that I don't like. Just to, like, sometimes, like, be entertained.
You follow me?
I'm
just kidding.
I follow messes that I don't like. No, honestly, it could be him just like him like seeing like, oh, what the fuck? I think I follow Trump just to see his stupidity.
I think a lot of people do.
Like,
I think that you're right. I mean, communication is key and have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to just dump him out of the blue.
No, but fuck him before you have this conversation, because if you find out about this and you're so mad that you won't be able to fuck him again, you're going to be mad. So fuck him and then say, we need to have a talk.
There's a literal Seinfeld about this.
Really?
Seinfeld episode. Yeah, Elaine is like dating this perfect guy. He's like amazing. And then they're like having a conversation. He's like, yeah, I'm totally anti-abortion. Like, that's against the Lord. And she's like, oh, no, I have to break up. Our next message is from Stephanie. Hi, Dolls and Dripper. Love listening to you guys every week and your drag in general. I have a question for both of you. What is your favorite song to sing live and why? I also have a question for Big Dripper. What's your favorite part about producing Race Chaser Hot Goss? Thank you so much for all the incredible content. It genuinely makes me laugh. Thank you so much for reading, and I hope you all a wonderful day. Warmly from Canada, Stephanie. P.S. If I had a dick, I would send it, but since I know you love all types of nudity, here's a sexy nude I sent to my boyfriend the day before my brother's wedding. Yeah!
Hell yeah. Beautiful tan body. Pert breast. Girl, you need to clean your bathroom, though.
This is why I included this question and photo for Willem's commentary.
See, it works, sing. Though. It works.
Two different
nudity
soap bottles.
Nudity gets the priority.
Four Aquafinas.
There's a few cans of
three
LaCroix.
Three LaCroix, a Coke, some eye drops. You better not be drugging people with them eye drops. Toothpaste, mouthwash. Girl, you are running a recycling
Four
plant.
Bottles of water?
Four. Two different soaps, two different pump soaps. The ones that foam. Or was that? And an Aveeno, the big Aveeno bottle with colloidal oatmeal.
This is the thing. When you send a nude, I mean, I'm sure your boyfriend was not paying attention to anything on the counter. I'm sure he was paying attention
no,
to
not
the
with that
lovely,
kitty cat.
Right.
And I do
lovely,
love the wall treatment.
The yes, the great wall.
Is that my charger?
I was at 8%, okay?
What's your favorite song to sing live and why?
Do you have probably I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. It's because, oh my gosh, she's here. Oh God. That's our,
don't make me kill all these birds.
That's our pet falcon, Whitney Houston. We named her Whitney Houston. It's a song I've done a lot and I like doing it.
I think my favorite song right now to sing live is Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Because people live.
They do.
But
live and get life.
Yeah. Other than that, I like singing Boys Bottom a lot because, like, everybody knows it and can relate.
Yeah.
But fucking.
What about our favorite AAA girls song?
I love doing Heather because it's just like a bounce.
We
one.
Do.
And we're just like sluts.
It's funny, but we also get to sing.
And we have those
like,
masks.
Sing, sing.
And mine has a little ball on it so I can play that game. My Stacey Lane mask. Yeah, Heather was always a good time in the show, too, because we would, like, get on the mattress and me and Courtney would be doing the feed.
Yes.
And, like, the mask. Oh, wow. You guys are in for a treat in 2020 if you like the AAA girls, and I will leave it at that.
Wow.
Yeah. Just saying. What is your favorite part about producing Race Chaser and Hot Goss Dripper?
Getting really great political insight.
Thanks.
That's so upsetting.
Would you like to read the
next
one?
Where did this come from?
The Lord.
It's like a black box with the words on it in white.
Big black
what is this?
Box. It's from.
Is it from a different media?
It was a screen. It was a screenshot on an Instagram DM, but I don't know why.
Oh, now we're mixing medias.
Yeah, it was like a weird. But it looks like an email.
Well, this says, "Dear Lasky, Billiam, and Big Dicker Donkey Dick."
Wow.
First thing first, Alaska's album "Vagina," now available on iTunes, is a musical masterpiece with songs for everyone, including "Everybody Wants to Fuck Me," "Cellulite" featuring Big Dip, and for her consideration, Frances, Miss Fine if you're nasty. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy the whole album, but These are a few that are personally related to.
Thank you.
That being said, I have a situation. I'm 29 years old and have been regularly fucking this guy for about 2 months now, who has a girlfriend and a kid. I am sure that she doesn't know of his indiscretions, but his family does. The sex is probably the best I've ever had, and his kinks and mine match perfectly. Problem? I believe I am catching feelings and don't know if I should tell him, remove myself from the situation, or keep the good times going and try to keep it light and fun. I might be being naive, but I would appreciate any input you can give. Attached to some personal photos for your viewing pleasure. Dick down in New York. Mm.
Well?
Well.
What do you think? I'm going to let you field this one. And you too, Dipper.
Okay, it's going to be a little bit of a ramble. I say, right. I think everything that you do in life will come back to get you. So if you, wow. if you consciously know someone's stepping out on somebody else, mm-hmm. it's, I'll fuck you once. Because fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you're wearing a condom. I don't like fucking around with people in relationships because then I'm like, you know, there's just so many, unless it's like an open thing and then it's fine. But if you know they're cheating,
yeah,
it's just, sure, it adds a level of like, ooh, like forbidden. And that's yeah. hot like once or twice. But after that, you try to, if you've ever been cheated on, you definitely mm-hmm. put yourself in that person's shoes. And no one's ever, well. I haven't really been cheated on, but like if you put yourself in the other person's shoes, it can help you make a better decision because like, mm-hmm. I don't know. But if the dick is...
I just think of that woman though, you know, who doesn't know and who isn't being given the chance to like make an informed decision because he's secretly going behind her back.
But the guy is fucking another guy. And I don't think that the woman could provide an outlet for what he is finding with this other man.
Okay, but like her body could potentially be invaded by. I mean, this if you give him an STD and then he's going to pass it along to her, and she didn't get to make an informed decision in that equation at all, and that's not cool. If you're bisexual and you need things for that your primary partner can't provide, have that's a conversation you have to have with your partner.
Or an email, because...
Sure, that's fine too. Yeah, with a black background and white font. That's fine. So I don't, as far as like catching feelings, I'll use Blanche Devereaux's advice. I never date married men. They always end up giving the really good gifts to their wife anyway.
I think that catching feelings should be the least of his concerns, because if he did catch feelings and for some reason this guy left his wife and child for him, guess what? The guy's going to do it again.
Yes.
Once a cheater, probably a cheater again at some point, or yeah. thinking about cheating.
And you're still going to be like in some relation with this woman because she's the mother of the child, and he's going to forever be connected to her in that way. So it's going to be kind of like awkward at family reunions that you were sending letters about it to Holocaust.
Yeah. Have you ever knowingly...
But we appreciate.
Have you ever knowingly helped someone cheat?
You're looking at me. Uh-huh. The
You have a mic now.
I know.
Use it.
Too much pressure. The time that I can sort of pinpoint this was an older gentleman who basically said, yes, I'm married.
Get in this car.
My yes.
Oh.
he said, you know, we stayed married for the kids. My wife knows I'm gay. We haven't had sex in years. We basically share the household together.
Get in yeah. this car.
And then we hooked up in a car, parked next to a park.
Jump in a
in
car.
My hometown.
Jump
out.
Jump in so, yeah, car.
I knew.
Jump out. Yeah.
But that felt
that's
like...
That's fine.
That
seems like they had a consenting
scenario.
Agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because he was married. It didn't seem like it was a cheating scenario, but it seemed like
no.
he was married.
Yeah.
Or I knew he was married.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is tricky, girl, because you don't. It's exactly like you said.
Tricking's tricky.
Yeah.
All right.
Meanwhile, though, let's talk about Dick Down's ass, balls, and genitals, because he sent us a picture from the back view, mm-hmm. and he's
long johns pulled down, presenting, to reveal.
Been revealing a hairy crevice, and where the long johns are, you can't see the full butt, but you can see the bulge of the balls from the back.
Uh-huh.
And if you could see it from the back, wait till you see it from the front, because the front is very impressive also. Mm-hmm. It's at least as long as his foot, which is below it.
Flexible.
Yeah. The bush around it is unruly, but not untamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And our final note.
Oh my God, they sent in a picture of you.
Well, we have two more.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You should read this one from Mike.
Okay. This one's from Mike. Dear Alaska Willem and Dipper, I'm a straight up motherfucking dick pig. My name's Mike. I recently moved into a lovely new apartment in a new city. After 2 months of being here, I came to the realization that the walls are thin, honey. My upstairs neighbors have listened to me get fucked, sucked, and plucked nonstop. They are often in heated, loud discussions about what disgusting, diseased faggot I am, and I hear it loud and clear. I can't move. I'm sure as hell ain't gonna stop getting fucked, and I don't think there's gonna be a neighborly chat and resolve. My question is, what should I do? Sincerely, Malike. Whoa.
Wow. I've been in situations where I've known the people in the hotel room next to me. I've known the people in the cruise ship room next to me. Uh-huh. I don't care if people hear me have sex.
Yeah.
I'd rather them hear me have sex than hear me shit.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes that's louder. Oh, let's make the room stink. Oh God. I think don't pull it out, hold on. Roll with me.
Don't pull it out. Keep it right there, keep it right.
Oh God. I would say I don't usually have sex without music on. Because that's how I count how many songs I've been sucking their dicks. So if they're not hard by the third or fourth song, I could be like, you need to hit it because my time is valuable.
We listen to the whole Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
She's not on the dick playlist.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of Prince, some Travis Garland.
Yeah.
My favorite is when Blow comes on and I'm sucking dick.
Wow.
There's a video of me looking up at the guy and he's like, what? And I was like, never mind. And then I just go back on the dick and I'm like, he doesn't even like Beyonce and I'm blowing him.
Must be good for you.
Music is the key.
Todrick Corey.
I think that's a really good advice.
Thank you. Why you sound so surprised, you kind? Wow.
No, that's really good advice. My mom is in a place now with really thin walls, and so you can really hear the inner workings of the people on either side.
My anal walls are thin.
I didn't hear anything, crazy going on while I was visiting, but I it's difficult and it's a reality, but I think music is a really great idea.
Yeah.
And do you want to read our final note with a picture of me attached?
Love to. From Jackie. Hi, Willem, Alaska, and Big Dippity Doodah Dipper. Love the pod, love the bod. I just had to bring this sporting news to you. I happened to catch a snippet of a horse race on TV here in Ireland, and I heard a name I did not expect to hear. Delta Work. I've attached a picture of the fine filly. The spelling is a little different. The horse is Delta Work, and this may have been a serendipitous combination of Delta Work's parents' names, but I want to live in a world where racehorse owners are race chasers, too. As a safe space for horse appreciation, I thought I had to share...
Air horn noise.
Love, Jackie. And this is a fine steed.
A filly.
With a brown 32-inch pony.
Yeah.
A braided mane. Human. Yeah, I think it's human too. No. A blend at least. And
Yucky braid.
A beveled hoof. And a petite jockey.
Wow. That's amazing. A horse named Delta Work.
Jealous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I wonder if she won.
No, Manila sent her home.
Oh, damn. Well, I hope no one leaves that horse out in the rain.
Dun, 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 dun.
Spring was never horsey.
That's an amazing message to end on. Thank you so much, Jackie, for that note.
Thank you so much for writing in, everybody. Yeah. These were great questions.
Very good questions.
And if you have any questions, you can send them to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Good questions. And nudity. Get nude priority?
Nude priority?
Are you nude priority?
Please wait till your section is called.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're boarding group 4.
Sorry, you were text only.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Please have your passport out.
We have bonus video content available now on patreon.com/Willem. You can sign up to be a patron and support us. Just search using the hashtag RaceChaser, and you can watch the videos a la carte.
And you can follow us at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, mm-hmm. and at RaceChaser Pod. And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding,
boiling,
hot girls.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.